Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. And this is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. It's our program about eating, about restaurants, about cooking, wine, and, you know, all those delicious things that we partake in to sometimes excess, but usually to just the right amount. Our telephone number is 260-6368. And here's my request of you. I've given up on the old way of asking people to call about something that they had that in a restaurant that they really liked, or looking for a recipe for something or other. And, you know, all of that, we've been putting that in front of folks for years. And through most of the history of our radio show, all 30 years of it, we had, you know, sufficient answers and other questions to be asked and to be answered. But in the last 6 months to a year, it seems as if almost a law went out saying that it is now illegal to call in and talk to a radio food, or especially food person, for poor lack of a bad choke up there. And so I've been trying to figure out how to get around this, and there are only two ways I can think of. One of them is, if you don't want to go on the radio and ask the question or whatever it is on your mind, send me an email message to tom@nomenu.com. I answer all the ones that I get that are answerable. Some of them just there's nothing to say. But most of them, there is something. And so I ask people to give me a call and or send me an email. It works a lot better. Send me an email to tom@nomenu.com. And when you do that, I will look it over. I read everything I get. And I will, if there's an answer to be put out, we'll do it. But I have an even better idea than that. And that is, during this part of our program, which is most of it, even if you don't have anything to talk about, call me anyway, and you will find yourself in a pretty interesting conversation. That's what I'm after. So, let's see. We've got a couple of people on hold, but... Well, wait a minute. They're caught in something. Yeah, we'll have them in a second. 260-6368 is our telephone number. And if you call that and you get on the air with me, I will just start a conversation with you, and you will see that it is of interest beyond what it might sound like. 260-6368. Boy, if only I knew how this worked. 260-6368. All of you people who are trying to call in right now, keep trying. We'll get to you in a second. Let's see. What else is there to bring up? Today is Valentine's Day. I'm sure you know. If you are still looking for restaurants to go to, I think you'll find them. One good thing about Valentine's Day is that every restaurant in town that's fun to go to anyway, they are open today. You don't need to worry about there might not be anything left, because there's a lot of restaurants left. All right, Sal is joining us over here on the Orange phone. Hey, Sal, you there?
This is not Sal.
You're not Sal. Okay. Well, let's see. Who might you be?
I'm Jay.
Jay, welcome to the Food Show.
My question today is, let's see, we had a wine tasting Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Of, what do you call it?
Wine?
Syrah wine. Syrah.
Oh, Syrah. That's funny. I almost Syrah. Bought a Syrah last night for dinner, but I didn't.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah? Where's it from?
Anyway, Central Coast from Los Olivos.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, part of our meal was Italian sausage, and we were commenting on how Italian sausage doesn't taste like Italian sausage anymore.
I think that's true, except for one place I can send you to, if you don't know, over there on Esplanade Avenue near City Park. It's
Terranova,
yeah. I think theirs is really good.
And I've tried theirs, and it seems to me the Italian touch, which I remember, had more either anise or fennel in it. Had more of that flavor. So my friend Al, who you know, who is a pretty good wine taster guy, called around and inquired about that. And some guy said, well, we used to use anise, and then we ran out, so we started using fennel. But
The joke with that is that fennel and anise are the same thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't know where it is, but we took us there. No, you know what I think it is? It depends on where you're buying the all of the ingredients, and things are constantly changing. And you could use, there are more than one kind of anise or slash the other kind. But if you use some of it in seed form instead of just the little leafy kind of pieces, that might help. I know I've done fennel seed in a lot of things, and it comes out pretty good, especially if it cooks for a while, if it's a sauce or something, and it can sort of like exude some of those flavors.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I remember having Italian sausages that had kind of seeds in it.
Yeah,
and that's really
important.
Really good flavor.
Well, there you go. That's what you need. But that's a good thought. I've kind of noticed that to be true myself, that the Italian sausage isn't what I remember it to be.
So any other places you can think of to get it besides? I mean, I've had Terranova's before, and I like it, but it's still,
okay.
Yeah. Anything else you can recommend?
Yeah, there's a place in, unfortunately, I can't remember, that it's something like Crescent City Meateries or something like that. And these are the people that made the Pisa brand Italian sausage that you used to be able to get on Rampart Street. That was a great product, but I haven't seen that in ages. I don't know if they're still in business or even where they are, if they are.
Somebody told me Nojo's has some, but it's frozen. Dorignac's makes their own. I had that.
Yeah.
I think I had, that was the two we had in our dish the other night. One was Dorignac's housemaid, and the other one was, is it Marciano Brothers or something like that?
Yeah.
Something with an M.
That's right. You got it.
But, however, neither one of them had that pop, that fennel seed that I'll
like. If you want to try it again, go buy some of the seed. It's cheap as can be. It's in the spice department of the supermarket. And tell them, would you make it with like twice as much of this as you usually would? They'll do it. You know, if you give them a little time to get it together.
All right, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know what you turn up. I'd be very interested in that.
Yeah, we're going to have a Italian sausage taste off.
Good.
Come back to you with a full report.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we will ask everybody else if they know a butcher shop or a supermarket or whatever that has really good Italian sausage. If you wouldn't mind calling us, we would really like to have that info. So thank you.
Great idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, see you. Thanks
you,
for calling. See you.
It
is the food show, and joining us over here on the green phone is.
Stop yelling. Hello.
Hello there.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry.
Some of the background noise in the house.
Oh, it can happen, can't it?
It can, especially at a time when all the kids are running in from school.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they've got so many of them in so many schools.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're blessed, though. We have a lot of healthy, happy kids running around yelling.
That's terrific.
So they're happy and healthy.
And laughing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and having
fun. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I called mainly because we got, I mentioned to you the other day, we have some guests coming in.
Yeah.
And we're going to Clancy's.
Yeah.
We got a little caveat with this. One of the guys who's coming in from Atlanta but happens to be from Michigan does not like seafood. What would you recommend off the menu at Clancy's?
Oh, they got
not seafood.
They've got plenty of things. They have
I was looking, and I'd like to be able to recommend something to him.
Okay.
You know,
they make a chicken dish, and it's something different just about every time I go. But it was pointed out by the guy who owns the place that in New Orleans, all gourmet-level chicken dishes are really just a half of a roasted chicken with some kind of hash on top. And and I thought about that, you know, about chicken Rochambeau and chicken Cordalia. Oh, wait, that's not chicken. And there's a bunch of them anyway. You know, Galatoire's has chicken Clemenceau,
and
chicken Bonfom. And, you know, there's a bunch of them, but they all do pretty much.
And down the bayou, they call that sticky chicken, the Bonfom.
Well, there you go. There's a bunch of different stories behind that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
what would you recommend for him?
Well, that would be one dish. That one would be right there. If he has a taste for sweetbreads, there's nobody who makes them better. Not even Susan Spicer. I think they do really great sweetbreads, and that is on the menu just about all the time. They have a great duck dish. They have a couple of really great steak. They do have steak. In fact, we were talking about it earlier because one of the things that you find over at Clancy's is that they have this filet that they serve with blue cheese on top of it. That's something that they invented and spread to a lot of other restaurants around town. And it's not my cup of tea particularly. I think there's a little clash in there, but a lot of people love it, and maybe this feller might take a liking to it as well. But
is there a good veal lamb dish?
There's both of them. Both of them.
Okay,
it's a well-rounded menu. You're not having a taste for seafood is going to that's not going to affect dinner at Clancy's.
Okay. Now, something that popped into my head listening to the previous caller.
Yeah.
There's a place on the West Bank that I grew up eating the Italian sausage from, and I'd been craving it. Of course, I listen to your show pretty regularly, and I've heard you say many times, and I believe it's true to a certain extent, your taste buds are going to change and evolve over time, and things that you remember are not going to taste the same.
Yep.
Well, I broke loose, left the North Shore for a little while. I had an appointment on the West Bank. I went by Rotolo and Martin's on 4th Street in Harvey. Same family runs it. I talked to the people whose kids I went to school with, and it was a great reunion as well as a little shopping trip. And I got 5 pounds of Italian sausage, came home, cooked it exactly how my mother and father used to do it on the stove in a pan with a tiny bit of water, and then browned it. It was delicious. And the anise pop was perfectly as I remembered it. The only thing different was the texture of the meat. It felt like that they had ground it to be more fine and less coarse than it used to be. Other than that, the flavor was the same.
Yeah. I have found
the name of the place is Rotolo and Martin.
I'm going to write that down because
Pee-wee Martin still makes the sausage from the same recipe that they used way, way back when I was a kid, and that's 40-something years ago.
Tell me the name of it again. I'm sorry to keep asking.
Rotolo, R-O-T-O-L-O,
okay.
And Martin.
And Martin, okay.
And the butcher's name is Pee-wee.
Pee-wee?
Pee-wee.
That is, that's got to be great with a
Jimmy
name
Martin.
Like that. Yeah. And and it's in Harvey, you say?
In Harvey on 4th Street, about two, three blocks past the Harvey Canal if you're coming from Gretna.
Okay. Good. I will look into that further, and that's a handy piece of knowledge that you have imparted
to
us.
Tom,
thank you very much
for
calling.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Anybody else know about this? Our telephone number is 260-MENU, 260-6368. New rule for our program, if you have the time to call us, just call us. If you don't have a question, that's okay. If you don't have a comment, that's okay, too. Just call with nothing on your mind. I mean this. I mean this sincerely. And I will ask you a question or tell you something that I ran into today. And I think you will find, and we have found this to be true, it's only about a week into this program, but this seems to be working. And you know what? How pathetic I am when I start moaning about the fact that we can't get people to call the show. We can get them to listen, but not to call. We seem to be serving to be getting around that. We'll be back with more of the Food Show in a moment. But first, please this. Hey, you know, I was just looking out the window. What happened? Oh, I was looking out the window over here, and from where I sit here in our studio, I can see the what used to be called the what was the name of that? I'm just sitting here. Right over the one that's being renovated to be a Four Seasons hotel. Well, there you go. Huh? No. We'll think of it in a minute. I was looking at it, and all of that, there was a big controversy over to whether it was going to be torn down or whether it was going to be attempted to have something happen there. And what came out of it was that they decided that the Four Seasons Hotel would be moving in. The International International Trade Mart, that's it, down at the foot of Canal Street. It's a really cool-looking building. It's been empty for years and years now, but it still has a modern look. It is just an interesting design of the place, and it's always been a first-class operation. They had a club up there.
I wonder if they're going to put that back in again.
What?
The club that went around every hour.
Yeah. The Top of the Mart, that was the name of that.
That's right.
And you would sit in there, and it would just turn you around and around and around.
And they had the elevator that went up on the outside.
The elevator went up on the outside. And they had these what looked like louvers on the outside of the whole building, and they were designed to be that, but also to be a way that you could get out of the building if it were on fire or something. And you would actually walk down on those like a ladder. It didn't seem to be the best idea I've ever heard. it was interesting.
Channel 26 used to be up
Channel
there.
26 used to be up there. And, in fact, their antenna is still up there. And you can see right up at the top, it's red and white alternating. Anyway, I'm glad to hear that they're going to turn that into a hotel. I always thought it was a great building, and it would be a shame to tear it down. But
pieces were falling off of it.
Well, that's true, but that's what you do when the whole place is shut down and nobody is taking care of it. That is what happens. Oh, well. But that all good news there. You know, we have a lot of big hotels in New Orleans, and the reason for it is that we have a lot of big business from tourism and special occasions and these
conventions.
Conventions was not exactly the word I was looking for, but close enough. And all of that is here, and I bet you at least one or two good restaurants come out of that building being rebuilt. It's not going to happen anytime soon, though. Don't hold your breath.
One of the bigger events coming up, of course, is coming up on the 5th of March.
What is that?
That would be Mardi Gras.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah, you should.
Mardi Gras. I'm glad Mardi Gras is running late this year.
So am I.
Because I'm always there on St. Charles Avenue doing the play-by-play, more or less, from Gallier Hall with Angela Hill and with a lot of other of our friends. And for the last several years, it has been cold and windy and really miserable. And there were a couple of years in there where it was also raining. And I just hate being out in the middle of that. But so this year, you know, in March 5th, we ought to be in pretty nice shape.
Well, you know, what I would suggest is that some of our religious people stabilize the Easter.
Oh? And, oh, that's never going to happen.
Well, what can I say?
That's, you know, chiseled in concrete. That's solid in the Bible. You can't get away from that.
Why not?
Well, I guess you could if you wanted to, but I don't think you would get much of a following from it. But
oh,
who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can never tell,
know.
I guess. Yeah. Anyway, that's good news. The reason it caught my eye was that during one of the breaks, I was staring out there at it. I can see it from right where I am. And there were a couple of those levels that go up and down the side of the building to wash the walls, I guess, to wash the windows. And there were a couple of them. And the next time I looked, they were both gone. So I guess they came down for the day. It is getting kind of late. Anyway, I hope they have a lot of luck with that. And it's going to add something to the city. You know, I have no doubt about that. It's got a great overview of the river. That I would think that if you were to check into that hotel, you would have, and from that angle, you would really have a great place. In fact, I used to know a guy. Now, who was this? It was somebody I did work for years and years ago, and he had an office. He was in the stock market business. I can see his face. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he was up there. And he and I were having a meeting about something, and I was looking out the window, and it looked out onto the river and into infinity. And I wondered, how can you possibly get any work done when you've got that to look at? Oh, well, things could be worse. 260-6368, half past the hour. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Here is how our program works now. I'm committing myself to this. Call me. I'll start with that. Why should I call you? Well, don't worry about that. This isn't going to cost you anything. A couple of minutes of time, that's about it. Call me, 260-6368. And then after you call, I'm going to ask you something, or I'm going to tell you something, or maybe a mix of the two, and then you will almost certainly respond to it. And then we'll have a back and forth a couple of times, and after a couple of minutes, we will have covered some ground that we otherwise would not have covered. And then we say, well, that was good, on to the next one. And through that means we will fill our program with people with questions and things to say. And I still get to get in here and point out that when you think about your favorite restaurant, whatever that one may be. And by the way, I'd like to know, if you wouldn't mind telling me what your favorite restaurant is, I really would love to know. But I don't even need to know that, because you're called in and you're telling me about your favorite restaurant. And it turns out that this is a place that you never talk about with anybody else because you figure it's boring, because everybody already knows that restaurant is really good. So why talk about it again? I've been fighting that for years, and my answer is most people have not heard of your favorite restaurant. They don't know what to get when they go there. They don't know it's one of the best dishes in town. And you could tell them, of course, but you know, it never crosses your mind, because to you, this is a restaurant that has been part of the active universe since it was all created. We take that fact and we let a lot of other people have it, and then everybody is eating better and feeling better and happier about it. So all it takes is for you to call me and say, hello, that's it. You've done your duty, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of things. I don't know what myself. And then we'll have a little conversation, maybe a long one if you've got the time. And I think we'll get some action on that. 260-6368. Right now, call. Why not? What else you got to do? 260-6368. Give me a couple of minutes of your time. and it doesn't cost you anything. There is no downside on this. There is no sneaky, perverse, weird strategy behind this. This is just to make good conversation and collect some interesting thoughts about places to eat, places to cook, things to cook. 260-6368. So where are you? I'm waiting for you right now. I'm looking at the screen that tells me who's calling, and I'm looking, and here comes somebody, but I don't know who. We'll know in a moment. 260-6368. Johnny is here. Hello, Johnny. Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What'd you have for lunch today?
Andrea's.
You went to Andrea's for lunch? Was he there?
Met us at the door and seated us.
Oh, no kidding. Well, he must be getting well pretty quickly, because he had an accident about a month ago, and he had some surgery done, and it was the kind of surgery that'll slow you down to a stop for a little while, I know, because I've had something like it before. But he seems to just be bouncing back like nothing happened.
He still had a sling on, but he's doing good.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, you don't want him to just die. Just because we need him on the front door every day. Well, what you have for lunch? What was good?
The speckled trout with the crab meat on top.
Well, that's hard
very,
to
very
beat.
Good.
Yeah, that's a house specialty, especially at brunch. They do that a lot. Yeah, and were they busy?
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah, you know, that's good to know too. Do you live around there, or is this one you cross town to get a taste of, or are you a regular there even?
No, I live in Hammond, but I try to go there when I can.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of new restaurants in Hammond these days. I can barely keep up with it. It seems like one a week opens up these days. Is that just me or?
No, it seems like there's a new one every week.
Yeah, yeah. Any that you like a lot?
Charlie's Restaurant is really, really good. It's got great seafood and steak.
Somebody told me that today. I gave a talk to a group in Covington today, and we were talking about various restaurants, and this lady mentioned that Charlie's to me, but I'd never heard of it before. Whereabouts is it?
It's in Springfield, right outside of
Hammond. Oh, this is that place. It's off the highway a little bit, and it's got the side of it is painted with Charlie's or... And is that the place I'm thinking about? It's right by a bayou, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, that must be it. Well, I guess I better get over there.
Yeah. Very, very good steak.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. This is because I've never been there, but I know of the place. I just haven't gotten to it. Well, listen, thank you very much for all of that, and thanks for calling, especially.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye. It's the Food Show. Bob calls us on the green phone. Hello, Bob. Bob, come on in.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Just a little note for people on the North Shore that like Dong Fong, king cakes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I drew the short straw last year and went over to the New Orleans East and spent 3 hours getting three or four king cakes. Now there's a little Vietnamese restaurant in Claiborne Hills in Covington. And the anchor store is Rouse is there, and it's across from it. And you can go in, pay for it ahead of time, order it, and then I think it's the next day you pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much more convenient.
Are they baking them there, or they're getting them in from somewhere?
No, the lady, she brings them in from their shop over and a chef mentor or wherever the heck it is.
Well,
so,
I know exactly where you're talking about. I've never eaten there. Is it good?
I have not eaten there either.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, I haven't found a good Vietnamese restaurant over here on the North Shore.
Me neither.
Maybe that North Ocean. Oh, heck, I forget the name of it now. I'm sorry.
Oh, the one that's over by Copeland's?
Yes. Yeah, behind Copeland's.
Yeah, they're pretty good. That's half a Chinese restaurant, and then the other half is Vietnamese, and the Vietnamese is the better part of their menu.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I ate there recently, and it is quite good.
It's like North Shore Princess or something like that is the
name of
it. Exactly.
Yeah. But and we had oysters at KG's last night.
That's a great place to go. They are hooked in. There was a family connection family connection between the people that own that restaurant and the guys that own Bozo's on the South Shore. Bozo's, the man who owned it for, Bozo was his name. He decided to sell and retire. He, with good reason, his wife was in her 90s and he was in his late 50s. So, and they have both since passed away. Anyway, he did oysters to a fare thee well. I mean, it was always a great place to get them raw, to get them on the, to grilled any way you can imagine. It always was good. So they picked up a lot of that over at KG's, right? Yeah, KG's.
Yeah, and it's a son. It's the chef there now. His name is George.
Yeah.
And in fact, he came out and recommended a redfish almondine, and two of our diners ate it, and they said it was just terrific.
Yeah, it's a good little place. It's a neighborhood-style restaurant. They're not expensive. But they have really good quality. I've had nothing but good food there.
Yeah, I was surprised. It was quite good.
Yeah.
Well, Tom.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate that you took the time out.
Nice hearing your voice. Okay,
my pleasure. See ya. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. And let's see, who's over here? It looks like David. David, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's Steven. Okay, Steven, welcome to the Food Show.
Okay. I went to Andrea's the other day for lunch and had Asabuku when he was there roaming around at lunchtime. And he came over and talked to me for a bit. So, also, I guess you realize that Marianne prefers dark chocolate to milk chocolate.
Yeah.
And I've never seen dark chocolate in the world's best chocolate.
Well,
I
got some.
You got some dark chocolate?
Yeah,
okay,
dark chocolate with almonds.
Almonds, okay.
Yeah, good combination.
I'd seen it with nuts, but I didn't know whether, so that was good. And I went to...
What I want to know is how do you know what kind of chocolate my wife likes?
Because I brought your wife chocolate when I was on her show one time.
Oh, okay.
Brought her chocolate and nuts.
this could only take us down to a sorry path.
All right. Okay, she'll defend me.
Oh, I'm sure she will. All right, see you later. It's the Food Show, and David is over here, I think. David, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. That's going to be tough to follow.
I'll say. It'll be tough to answer for.
Yeah. I need some advice, and I realize this is out of your jurisdiction, but maybe somebody in the audience. I'm headed to Puerto Rico tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Work.
Hmm.
And
thank you for that.
I know nothing about the to play a benefit concert,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it goes well. But what should I look for? What types of food should I look for when in San Juan, Puerto Rico?
I have no idea.
This
may sound like a strange answer, but I really do mean it, and I've been there four times. And there, the old downtown area, which is almost certainly where you're going to wind up, just for a whole bunch of reasons.
We're staying there, actually, yeah.
Well, there you are. The food that is eaten in that part of the country, and really most of the country, is so much like New Orleans food that you will remark on it from the very first second. The whole place, in fact, all of the buildings and everything else, with one exception, there is one thing that you do not ever see in New Orleans that you see all over the place over there, and that is mountains.
Mm-hmm.
other than mountains, the architecture, the kind of food they eat, the kind of music they listen to, it's a whole hell of a lot like New Orleans music and food and all of that. So you're going to have a lot of seafood. They'll be doing it in some very imaginative ways. You'll find some of those Caribbean lobsters, those spiny lobsters, which we almost
the white ones or pinkish ones. You mean?
Well, they the ones that don't have the big claws. The ones with the big claws, those are the Omard variety, and they you know, that comes from way up north in the Atlantic. These are in the Caribbean, and it's not even vaguely related to those other kind of lobsters. And
that's what I'm looking for, is the subtle differences of things that you can. There must be a type of bread or something that you can get only there.
I guarantee you, you will find a lot of that.
Exploring.
But if you have a sense of the kind of food that we eat here, you will find that it's very similar in a lot of ways, and completely in a good sense.
Well, that suits me.
You'll really.
Having been there four times, do you have a particular place that you recall the name of?
There is one, and I don't remember the name exactly. I could look it up, but I question whether it's even going to be still standing. You know, they took such a destructive storm last year that it's going to be a long time coming back for them. They're going to really love having you there, because that's what they need more than anything else.
Well, thank you. That's good advice. And maybe if anybody out in my audience has any more specifics on types of fish or bread or any little tips to look for, I would greatly appreciate.
I tell you, I think you're going to find it very easy to slip into the scene there, because it's very familiar. It feels good, and it's really a delicious cuisine. It's amazing that we don't really have any of Puerto Rican cuisine here.
Because ours is so strong. Maybe do they do red beans or black beans?
They do a lot of beans. The beans are everywhere.
Yeah,
beans and seafood. Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you'll love it. Give me a report after you get back.
I will certainly do that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. He's going to Puerto Rico, and I'm sure you remember last year or the year before? They had like three storms that broke out from one another out in the Atlantic, and that one just stomped on Puerto Rico. And it's very, very, very much a shame. 260-6368. You know, just look at all the callers we have had today and all the interesting questions and all the interesting answers, too. This is working. So I'm going to ask you to do that. Just call me. If you have the time, that's all you need is the time. You don't even need much of it. Call me. Step one. I will ask you something or tell you something that seems to, I don't know, for some reason I'm reading your mind or something. And then we will walk away from the interchange to both be a little bit smarter and a little bit more engaged in what we're talking about here all the time. And who knows? We might even become famous for it. 260-6368 is our telephone number. You don't have to have something to ask about. You don't have to have something you need to tell me about. But I'll bet you within seconds we can have an interesting conversation going on about what's happening in the wine world and in the local restaurants that have opened and closed and whatever you've enjoyed lately, because it's fresh on your mind and it just never moved you as being important enough to call us. And it probably isn't, but it certainly is to me, because we need to fill this program every day or else nobody would listen to it. So that's what we are asking. Very simply, call me, period. That's it. And then you and I will just shoot the breeze about this for a couple of minutes. I promise not to take up too much of your time. And we will walk away from the program today feeling as if we have let a lot of people know things that they didn't know before, and that will make their lives a little happier than they already are. That's it. That's the whole idea. So call me right now. We have a few minutes left to go here. Just perfect to get a couple of people in. 260-6368. That's 260-MENU is another way to look at it. 260-6368. If you call right now, you'll get right in. I won't even take up too much of your time. The only exception I would think here is if you're driving, and especially if you're in bad traffic, as in what other kind is there, I would maybe back it off for a little while. And also, if you were thinking, well, he's on until 7 o'clock tonight, so I can just call him a little later. Well, we're on till 7 o'clock, all right, but we don't have a live show at that point. It's the last 2 hours of the show are a recording of the first 2 hours. That way we can just give you more useful time in case you are busy doing something else at 4 or, you know, around then. 260-6368. We have somebody waiting over here in just a second. It's Alfred. It's Alfred. Alfred, welcome to the Food Show.
Hey there, Tom.
Hi there.
I just had to share with you what I had for lunch today.
Oh, tell me. What was it?
A Cuban.
A Cuban. Where did you get that?
Yes. Norma's Sweets Bakery in Kenner.
Norma's Sweet. Where is that? I can't tell you. I've heard of it.
It's a block east of Williams.
Uh-huh.
And a few blocks south of West Esplanade.
Oh, okay.
It's on George Street.
Oh, okay. So this is right around the Paran's Poor Boys has a location pretty close to where you're describing.
It's within a mile from there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good bakery. They I had my first encounter with it because I finally found a place that get a good tres leches. I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but
tres leches, close enough.
Cake. And I saw on the sign they had Cuban sandwiches. So the next time around, I got one, and it was very good.
For those
nice little place, it's a.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said they have a good Hispanic type market. Very small, but a lot of good stuff that might be hard to find. And they had it felt like an old New Orleans style bakery, to be honest with you. They had a small but a good assortment of things. They had you could see several workers in the kitchen making their daily pastries or cakes or whatever they were making, and it all looks good.
Well, that's good to know. And the name of it is what again?
Norma's.
N-O-R-M-A.
Yes.
And this is just off West Esplanade and Williams Boulevard, thereabouts, anyhow.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of behind the French Press coffee stand.
Okay.
Kind of close to that Office Depot.
All right. Well, that's good enough. Well, thank you for that a lot. For those who might not have ever had a Cuban sandwich, why don't you describe it to them?
Well, it's ham, I think, or it might have been another cut of pork, and it's warm.
Yeah,
it's dressed like we would get a sandwich dressed, and it's on a fresh baked bread that's pressed down a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not French bread. It's different.
It's in the ballpark, though.
Yeah, it has the same shape, but it doesn't taste the same. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe more like a panini.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the description, and thank you for the report.
Thank you, Tom.
See ya. It's the Food Show. Do we have time to talk to Beth? Why don't we give it a try?
No,
we don't. Okay. Well, then we'll talk to you another time. If you are just joining us, our program will continue after the news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and that has everything that we did in the first 2 hours, and you can dig on that. We had a pretty busy time, and I thank everybody who called today. It has really added a lot to the program. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Everybody love each other. Why not? Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.